The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when it was evening, Jesus came to the upper room with the 12, and they reclined at table. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them, and said, "This is my body." Then Jesus took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. Jesus said to them, "This is the blood of my covenant, which is poured out for many people. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it in the new kingdom of God." Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Are you excited?
Yes.
You look much happier than you did at your first reconciliation, huh? You know, this is such an exciting day. I remember my first Holy Communion day. I bet the adults in here do too, right? This is one of the most important days of your life, and I want you to always remember this day is how much you are loved by Jesus and by all of your family members here today. I'm really blessed. My mom and dad are, I think, are amazing people. And every single Tuesday, I like to go and visit my mom and dad down in Harbor City where they live, where I grew up. And my two sisters and my brother love to tease me because my mom's a really good cook, but specifically on Tuesdays, she really loves to cook, all right? And my dad likes to tease me, and he says, "Mijo, all week your mom and I get takeout, but you come home and she loves to cook." I said, "Well, you're not a priest, Dad, right?" And we love to joke about that, my family, but you know what? When my mom cooks for me, my favorite thing that she likes to prepare for me is nothing too fancy or extravagant. My favorite thing that she makes for me is actually popcorn. And when I get home, on not that microwave popcorn either, yeah? But like the old-fashioned kind of the pot, right? And when I come home on Monday nights, and sometimes it can be a little stressful to be the pastor at Holy Family in South Pasadena, right? So I get home, and you know, I just go in there, and I see that big bowl of popcorn in the kitchen, and it reminds me of how loved I am by my mom. Because there's something very special about food, is there not? And we all love to eat food. And I'm guessing that today, after this beautiful Mass, you're going to celebrate with your family members today. And you're going to eat so many different types of food, and you're going to celebrate. But you know what the most important meal that you're ever going to have in your life is? It's right here in this church. And receiving Jesus in the Holy Eucharist is the most beautiful meal that you're ever going to get in your life. Because when you receive Jesus in the Eucharist, you're given the promise of eternal life in heaven, the promise of forgiveness of your sins, and that beautiful promise from Jesus that he will always be with you. So I want you to know how loved you are by me as your pastor, by your parents, by your wonderful teachers here at Holy Family. But there's nobody in the world that loves you more than Jesus. And I hope and pray for every single one of you that when you die, when you're 145 years old, and when you stand in front of God, and God's going to look at you, he's going to open your book and say, "Okay, let me see what you did with your life." I hope he's going to look at that page and go, "You loved my son so much, Jesus. You went to Mass every Sunday. And you received Holy Communion thousands of times throughout your life." And he's going to open the gate and say, "You must have had Father Ricky for your pastor. Fast pass to heaven, okay?" I don't want you to say, "Uh-oh, Holy Family, South Pasadena." So boys and girls, when do you make your second Holy Communion? When does that happen? So when should that happen? Very good, A+. I heard somebody say Sunday, okay? So tomorrow, when you're at Mass, I want you to come up to me and say, Father Ricky, today is my second Holy Communion, okay? And I'm here for 10 more years, so I want you to keep track, okay? So that 10 more years from now, when you're juniors in high school, you'll say, Father Ricky, this is my 20,000th communion, okay? It's sometimes, you know, we just have to get those gentle reminders because we're all so busy. I want you parents to know how much respect I have for you. You are amazing people, and I know how busy you are. So I want you to know I pray for you every day, and I thank you for taking your faith so seriously, and thank you for handing this on to your sons and daughters. So boys and girls, you're sitting next to people that love you so very much. I want you to thank them and give them a big hug right now, okay?